There's a lot to talk about this
Indeed,
week.
Indeed, there is.
Woody Allen's new film, which opens here in June, is opened in Italy, and it's because it's called To Rome with Love.
Right.
It's about some Americans and Italians in Italy, and it's getting a lot of love from the audiences in Italy.
As one might expect.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It outgrossed Midnight in Paris, which did extremely well last year. Critics aren't quite as thrilled about it, but it's getting the kind of warm reception that Midnight in Paris did, so it'll be interesting to see what happens when it hits the States. They're filming the new James Bond movie, which is called Skyfall, and Daniel Craig, who's the star, says he said, "I'm so camp in this one, I've gone quite far." There's supposed to be a lot of humor in this particular
James Bond.
So it's going
to kind of harken back to the Roger Moore days with, you know.
Well, and even the earlier Bond films actually had a lot of goofy humor in it. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because he was just pretty much straightforward action star in his role of James Bond
exactly,
thus far.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we'll see what happens. Camping up the James, if that's indeed what's happening, camping up the James Bond character for this particular film is not as likely to generate the kind of controversy that the announcement last week, which was that he's drinking Heineken instead of a martini.
Right.
Shaken, not stirred. The other thing we announced a couple weeks ago that we're doing a film festival called Cinetopia International Film Festival at the Michigan Theater, May 31st through June 3rd. And we've announced three of our specialty lineups. Now, most of the festival is going to be contemporary films that are currently on the festival circuit.
Right.
Some of them get released and have broad release, but all of the films are very, very popular on the festival circuit, and we think folks will like them a lot. But we're also doing a little bit of retrospective as well.
Kind of an homage.
Yeah, homage to David Newman, who is a University of Michigan graduate who had a very, very successful screenwriting career, and we're highlighting three of his films that people have heard of, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, that was a great one.
What's Up, Doc? And Superman. He was a screenwriter that graduated from the University of Michigan in 1958. Obviously, Bonnie and Clyde was an extremely seminal film. What's Up, Doc? Is a screwball comedy that references the screwball comedies of the 30s and 40s, but it's got Barbra Streisand in it, and it's a lot of fun. And then Superman started the whole genre of the superhero in the modern era. And
it's nice to revisit Christopher Reeve now and again.
Yeah, absolutely. Marlon Brando, Gene Hackman, Margot Kidder are also in that particular one. And then we're also highlighting silent film. That's something the Michigan Theater does. And the granddaughter of Harold Lloyd, the very iconic silent film star, probably best known as the guy hanging off of a clock for his film.
And he was really hanging off of a clock.
And he was really hanging.
I mean,
there
was no stunt.
There was no stunt at all, no green screen. He didn't even have any safety wires.
Right.
He was just literally hanging off the clock. But we're going to do his film The Freshman on June the 1st. We're going to do Safety Last on June the 3rd. And then a collection of his shorts. And his granddaughter, Suzanne Lloyd, is going to be here to talk about him, do some special presentations. And then we're also doing a tribute to 3D, classic 3D from stuff like Creatures of the Black Lagoon, The Stewardesses, as well as a current documentary called Cane Toads the Conquest, which is a fascinating piece, and Hugo. We're going to bring that back for the Academy Award nominated Best Picture with Ben Kingsley and Jude Law. So anyway, lots of good stuff. That's again Cinetopia coming up to the Michigan Theater, the State Theater on the campus of the University of Michigan.
Yeah, some very special events associated with that, right.
Tickets are going to go on sale in early May. Oh, we'll have an announcement about that next week. Opening this week downtown, there actually are some very highly rated films that are just opening up this week. The highest rated film is The Kid with a Bike, which won the Grand Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival last year. It had a Golden Globe nominee for Best Foreign Language Film. And it's about this 11-year-old kid whose father abandons him, and he obsessively searches for his bicycle.
Which I assume was given to him by his father.
Exactly. And he ends up being taken care of by a beautician. This is a Belgian film, and it got 96% positive reviews across the board. It's a wonderful, wonderful film. Heartwarming, troubling, all at the same time. But Kid with a Bike is definitely worth checking out. Prize-winning international film festival kind of thing. And then the other very highly rated film is Pirates, Band of Misfits. And by the way, Kid with a Bike will be at the Michigan Theater, opens on Friday. And then the Aardman Animation Group that did Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run, they have a new stop-motion animation called The Pirates, Band of Misfits. Hugh Grant voices this pirate, and he's trying to win the Pirate of the Year Award. But on one level, he's just too nice to win the Pirate of the Year Award. This is opening at the multiplexes, and that's the second top-rated film of the week. The third top-rated film is We Need to Talk About Kevin, which features an Oscar-nominated best acting performance by Tilda Swinton. And she plays the mother of a 15-year-old boy who has become increasingly malevolent and just evil as he gets older. And it's one of those things that you're trying to figure out from the mother's point of view, you know, how much of this is just the nature of the kid, how much of it is nurture. And it's a very compelling piece that, you know, isn't always really positive to watch. It also stars John C. Reilly. But We Need to Talk About Kevin was a huge buzz film right at the end of the year as the Academy Award nominations were coming out. Two great performances by John C. Reilly as a father and Tilda Swinton.
You get to experience a domestic situation you hope never visits your home.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Very compelling. Now, the fourth top-rated film is a tie between The Five-Year Engagement, which had enthusiastically positive benefit screening at the Michigan Theater on Friday. This is the
Jason Segel movie.
Jason Segel co-wrote the film with director Nick Stoller. It's produced by Judd Apatow, and it stars Emily Blunt as a postdoc student who's hoping to get an appointment to some major university. She actually gets appointed to the University of Michigan for a postdoc. She was hoping for Berkeley because that's where they were from the Bay Area. They end up coming out to Ann Arbor. And a lot of the movie was shot in Washtenaw County. Even some of the San Francisco scenes were shot.
Jason Segel was just on one of the late night television shows talking about how his time in Ann Arbor was one of the best times of his life.
Yeah, he's apparently is a genuinely nice guy,
right,
and likes to say nice things. And so that was a lot of fun. Anyway, it's long, surprisingly long, but it's got a lot to laugh about. And Five-Year Engagement is, if you live in Washtenaw County, you got to go see it just to see our town on the big screen.
There it is.
Cool. And then Safe is a. I don't know why this got such a positive review, but anyway, it's about a cage fighter who is supposed to throw a match and doesn't, and then the Russian mob kills his family, but he finds this...
Things we can all relate to.
Yeah, this young lady, a 12-year-old girl, who the mob is also tormenting, and he steps in. And then the rest of the films, The Raven, which is... Edgar Allan Poe,
which made it immediately intriguing to me, plus
yeah.
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
I like those two as a combination.
Early reviews haven't been so good.
Yeah,
so.
Great.
Well, but anyway, it's set. John Cusack plays Edgar Allan Poe, and there is a murderer who is replicating his stories, and he goes about
trying
with
to solve
a
it. Right.
Baltimore detective trying to solve the film because he's from Baltimore, Edgar Allan Poe. That is.
Mm.
Now the Lenore Marwell Jewish Film Festival has been playing in West Bloomfield. It opened up last week.
Right.
And it the Ann Arbor version of it opens this week. Opens May 29th or April 29th, which is Sunday, and plays through the May the 3rd. And it has a really nice collection of films. Obviously, if you're Jewish or have a Jewish family members and are familiar with the Jewish community, there's a lot of resonance, but there's just a lot of great films. There's a documentary on Tony Curtis called Tony Curtis Driven by Stardom, which is great. An Article of Hope is a remarkable story about Israel's first astronaut. But there are screenings in the afternoon, evening, and night, and all the days of the festival, and you definitely should go check it out. There's a lot of great films that are shown. Again, films that show on the festival circuit. And the Jewish Community Center here in Ann Arbor does a great job with that festival. So you definitely want to check it out. So a lot of good stuff to see. You know, again, at the Michigan Theater, you can see Kid with a Bike, and We Need to Talk About Kevin. They both open up this weekend. At the Multiplex, you can see 5-Year Engagement, the Band of Pirates, the Pirates Bands of Misfits, which, you know, again, got really great reviews, Safe, and The Raven. So lots of good stuff to see. And don't forget Cinetopia.
It's coming your way, and we will certainly talk more about it next Thursday. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again on this edition of Cinema Chat. You find it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.